The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday, the 8th of April, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben, good morning. Haven't seen you in a while.
Good morning, sir.
Well, you work nights. Yeah, yes, now you're going to start working days again.
Yeah, Tuesday and Wednesday mornings I'll be back.
Yeah, okay, great. So, we have a national day today?
We do. It is, let me see, it's National Empanada Day.
Empanada.
Yep. And National Library Workers Day.
Oh, okay. Empanada.
Oh, I got another one for you.
Okay.
National Zoo Lovers Day.
Zoo Lovers Day. Okay, so animal lovers. So yeah. That's, and we just happen to have a couple of Turtle Bay people here. Yeah. Okay, hey, the weather today is mostly sunny with a high near 70. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 78. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. All going to be nice days. Running in temperatures running from 79 to 73 during the week. And the lows at night, mid-40s and mid-40s to low 50s for this from today through next Monday. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Family-owned business out of Anderson, 30 years there. Three generations of the Kinney family are working there. Established, like I said, about 30 years ago, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans with other payment plans. They really do treat their customers as friends. Otherwise, they wouldn't be here for 30 years, as you know. So, Shasta Gas Propane. And I'm here with Turtle Bay and Lorinda Willard and Lisa Endicott. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Okay, so I can just tell you, I went to, Linda and I and some friends went to Glowing Wild. We had one of those, and during the winter version, it's called an igloo.
Yes.
I don't know what it's called during the,
During Glowing Wild, we call it the, private lounge experience.
Oh, the private lounge. I thought it called an IRC or something like that. Okay. And what that is, it's a clear plexiglass igloo shaped thing, with very comfortable seating, a heater if you need a heater, or an air conditioner.
Yeah.
Or it's air conditioning if you need that. And if you rent that as part of the deal there, you can rent that for a night and you get, you know, a couple of pizzas, every non-alcoholic drink you can pour down your throat.
That's right, unlimited.
Unlimited, but not alcoholic drinks. Right. You have to buy those. Let's see what else. Yeah, it's cool. It was a great event, and your Glowing Wild is just absolutely fabulous.
The best I've seen. And it's completely different than last year, too. So all of the lanterns are different, and it is just so amazing to see all of the different animals and plants and all of the interactives, too, is really neat.
Okay, guess which one was my favorite?
The octopus.
You're never going to guess. The puffer fish.
The puffer fish.
The
really?
Puffer fish. I just sat there and watched them, and I went, is this really? Oh, it is. And then I looked at the next size.
There's three or four of them.
I looked at daddy puffer fish right? And mommy puffer fish and then baby puffer fish. And it's a great exhibit. And then the other, of course, all the other animals there, wolves and tigers and I don't know if I saw a bear. I don't know if I saw a bear, but then the snakes and of course it's the year of the snake.
Yes, it is. Yes.
2 million lights.
It's amazing.
Ooh. Now I did tell Seth that one butterfly that was moving was squeaky.
Uh-oh.
And he said not anymore, that he had run out there and fixed
it. Oh, good. got some oil on there.
During the Garden of Lights, I said I saw one light out.
Oh, and he got it.
He said he fixed it.
Oh, good.
Okay. Anyway, so what's going on?
Well,
besides Glowing Wild,
there is a lot going on the garden side of our campus. We've got our spring plant sale right now, and I'm going to let Lisa talk about it because she really is the expert on everything plant sale.
Don't we have a new horticultural whole building and everything?
Oh, yes, we do. Oh, my gosh. Please come take a look at it, even if you're not taking a class. It was well worth the wait. We waited for 20 years. It was part of the original plan, and we ran out of budget right about California, in the California garden. So our aspirations were bigger than our budget. But the building we have now was so well worth the wait. It's about twice as big as the original plan building. And it has beautiful painted concrete floors, cedar ceiling. It's just gorgeous. And then you get to take classes and workshops and events in there. And we have Discovery Camp is also in there in the summer. So it's a multi-purpose building that is just a joy to be in.
So what's Discovery Camp?
Discovery Camp is our summer camp that we offer at Turtle Bay. Mm-hmm. It's for kids that are ages 7 through 12. We've got 6 weeks of camp available, and we do that in our museum, and then we also have another home base out of that building over at the nursery.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, and if I remember at the auction, y'all were, people were getting money to support that or donating money to support that during that.
Yes. So we've got wonderful supporters that support scholarships for Discovery Camp. So we're able to offer out partial to full scholarships for some participants for the summer.
Cool. Good. Okay. So the horticulture. Now tell me about the spring plant sale.
Okay, well, the spring plant sale, we didn't sell out of everything, of course. We have some tomatoes that we've sold out of. So if you go on our website, turtlebaynursery.org, and look at the inventory, just click on the inventory button, you can scroll down, and you see that most of the tomatoes we still have Sun Gold tomato, which is a favorite
so
many people. It's my favorite, too.
Do you have some left?
Oh, yes. Yes, we do.
Oh, okay.
We doubled the production of what we usually do for that because it did tend to sell out in the past.
Are those easy growers?
Yes.
Okay.
Very.
So I just have to take that and I put it in prepared soil, which includes potting soil and horse manure and stuff like that.
Yeah,
then just stick it in there and water it.
Yeah, you know, if you plant it deep, take off some of those bottom leaves and plant those tomatoes deep, they'll form roots where the leaves attached, and they'll grow much better for you.
Oh,
yeah.
See? Learn something new right there. So you clip off some of the bottom leaves,
yes,
and then just really plant it deep.
Plant it deep. So there's only a couple sets of leaves up on top of the soil.
If y'all need some organic horse manure, let me know. It's only gone through once. So
Noted.
I can bring you a
truck full. It's actually really good stuff for your garden. I had a friend who had three or four horses, and her whole garden, even the walkways, were spongy because she would shovel out the manure. And she had the most glorious garden because that does break down into really, really good fertilizer.
It should be fresh, or should be kind of like it's been,
well,
you know.
It should be broken down.
Okay.
If you're going to use it fresh, then you just want to put it on top. You don't want to incorporate it because otherwise it will burn.
Okay, it'll burn.
Yeah.
So when you say, after it's dried out, then it's kind of in a, so you can just kind of crumple it or just, okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You want it dried out and
there's
not
a lot
fresh
out there at the stables like that. Yeah. So, I mean, I was just wondering which.
Not and the, fresh and steaming when you
No. I mean, it's broken down and it decomposes. So you want to take that stuff.
Yes.
And if you're going to use fresher stuff, that goes on the top.
Yes.
So it'll
And away from the bottom of the plants, away from the plants' stems and whatnot.
And never use chicken fertilizer?
Chicken manure is used in lots of different fertilizers, but again, it's really decomposed before they
use
it.
I heard that's really hot, though.
It can be really, really hot, especially fresh. It's really hot.
Okay. All right.
It's better to incorporate it, if you can, in your compost pile.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it. All right, we're here with Lisa Endicott and Lorinda Willard. We're talking Turtle Bay, and we're going to take a quick break here. Let me see. Yeah, let's just take a break, and we'll be right back.
It's April, and you know what that means. Hot Cars and Cool April Nights is back. This year's going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendars for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, and don't forget about the cruise on Friday, April 25th, followed by the biggest show and shine of them all on Saturday, April 26th. Get your wristbands at any local Napa Auto Parts store. And remember, Cool April Nights returns April 18th through the 27th, so update those calendars now, and also get full schedule events at CoolAprilNights.com.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Big Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy with lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and Skip the Lines, proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State, and Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watch my corn pop up and rolls, every night be tucked in close to you.
Welcome back, 3-5 Radio, here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, 7:20 in the morning, here on the 8th of April, in this portion of the show, brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. the only full-service jewelry store in the city of Reading, with a watch repairman, a stone cutter, jewelry designers, and they can build jewelry for you. A super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. This is our jewelry shop of choice. It's the only place we go to. Been voted best in the North State for 3 years running here. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, and their hours are Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. You won't be sorry. Good people. And I'm here with two other good people, Lisa Endicott and Lorinda Willard from Turtle Bay. We're talking about Glowing Wild, but you had some things you had to make sure people know about. Lisa is head of the horticultural department, and you still got some plants out there and everything.
Yes.
Yeah, but Glowing Wild, this was...
Oh, Glowing Wild. I want to mention that there are... That Glowing Wild is completely different this year. There are so many wonderful animals to see, sea life, and other new sea life, but also other kinds of animals that you haven't seen before because they weren't here last year. But I also wanted to mention, being a plant person, that all of the plants in the show are correct. The foliage of the plants, the wisteria tunnel that you go through with the wisteria hanging down, that's what wisteria flowers look like. Just
so
purple
all
hanging.
The, all the
yes.
plants there are accurate.
They're huge.
They're huge, but they're accurate.
Yes. Yes, which is really, really nice to see. And some of those plants come from places that we have gardens for in the botanical gardens. Like, we have a Pacific Rim garden where wisteria comes from. We have a South African garden where the star flower comes from, and different plants that you'll see as lanterns. We have gardens that identify that they would be from those
okay.
places. I also wanted to mention that our plant sale, our spring plant sale that started last Friday and Saturday with members night and public sale, is continuing through the end of May. We've done this for several years because we still have quite a few plants. Lots of spring veggies. If you go to turtlebaynursery.org and click the inventory button, you'll see our whole list of plants that includes herbs and veggies. And we are open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we have experts there to help you during those hours.
Okay. And if you have a question about it, you can call Lisa and say,
"Yes,
Lisa, my cactus garden is dying. What am I doing wrong?" And Lisa won't say to you, "You can't kill a cactus garden." But
no.
I know I can. I've done it before. I think when I left, the people that watered it every day or something.
Oh, sure.
That'll do it.
That'll do it.
I do want to add that for those spring plant sale, there is a discount. So the general public gets 20% off all of the plant sales. And then if you're a Turtle Bay member, you get 30% off. So through May 31st.
How silly not to shop.
Right.
I just might have to break down. And is it too late to plant?
No, it really isn't.
You mean like tomatoes?
No, not at all.
How about cucumbers?
No. In fact, all of those things like it better as it gets warmer.
Okay.
So especially peppers. We have lots of different peppers, too. But tomatoes also like it as it gets warmer.
You mean like the green and yellow peppers? Are you talking about like jalapenos?
I'm talking about all of them. They're from Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah, so they like the heat. Also tomatoes.
They came across the border legally, right? I mean, you're not going to lose them to ICE agents than your peppers from Mexico.
No.
You just had to ask.
No.
Okay. So you propagate them here. I like Lisa. She's over giggling. It's just a joke. Come on. Okay, you know, this sounds great. So it's Wednesday through
Saturday.
Every week.
And one, yes.
Every week. And you can go down there and get, because you know these plants are going to be healthy.
Yes.
You guarantee your plants.
Yeah, we focus on California native and drought tolerant plants.
That's a good idea.
Yes, it is. Because we live here, and so do they.
So do they.
Yeah. But we also have shade plants and house plants, because some people, that's their way into gardening.
Linda's got lots of house plants.
Nice.
Does she need more?
I'm sorry.
Does she need more?
Yeah.
I don't know where we would put them, but I guess we could hang them from the ceiling.
We have lots of interesting houseplants.
Well, you know what? I'm sure she'll come down and take a look at it. Now, I may just try it again, try tomatoes and cucumbers one more time. And now, tomatoes, do they need shade?
No, tomatoes do not need shade. They can take some afternoon shade just fine. Peppers seem to do better here if they have some afternoon shade. If you have some place for them where they get some afternoon shade, they seem to do a lot better.
All right. And do you have, like, berries and things like, you know, strawberries or things like that? You don't do those things.
We don't have strawberries. We have California blackberries.
Blackberries. You just plant one and pretty soon you've got 1,000?
No, it's not like the Himalayan blackberries. Unfortunately, they don't grow that fast.
Or fortunately.
There we go. But we do have a long list of things that we keep in propagation rotation that if we don't have them now, we'll have them sometime in the future.
Okay.
And you can just ask us.
Sounds cool. I mean, you've got everything there, and here's a good chance. If you're a Turtle Bay member, which is always a good idea,
sure is.
You get 30% off, and you're just the general public, you get 20% off. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what are the things, Lorinda, are going on over at Turtle Bay?
At Turtle Bay right now, we've got so much going on. We've got a lot of, April's a very busy month for us. We've got some Week of the Young Child events this week. Week of the Young Child.
Young Child.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you've got kids ages 0 through 5, we've got an event today actually in the nursery building this morning. It's from 9 to 11. So there will be some activities, a story time. Tomorrow, we're doing something similar at the museum from 9 to noon, again, for those kids 0 to 5 and their caregivers. And then we also have our Mission Aerospace exhibition right now that is here until April 20th. So just a couple more weeks left of this really great interactive hands-on exhibit where you get to learn about space, different innovations. You get to build and launch rockets and airplanes, too. So that's a really fun exhibition that you don't want to miss.
Cool. Do you do the paper airplanes?
Yes, paper airplanes and paper rockets.
And paper rockets.
Yes.
Oh, you're not going to put your eye out?
No.
Okay. Okay. Now, talked about Glowing Wild and other things that are going on. Well, we've got a couple minutes left. What do you want to hit?
I want to talk about the classes that we have in So coming up on April 26th, we have Karen Pruning of Trees with Rico Montenegro, and that's from 10 to noon at the nursery building, and you can sign up for that online.
Uh-huh.
You can go to the turtlebaynursery.org website or the turtlebay.org website and sign up for that event. And then 2 weeks before Mother's Day on May 3rd, we have a succulent dish planting workshop. So a fun thing to do with your mom or for your mom. And then right the day before Mother's Day on May 10th, we have another one because that one gets filled up. We only have room for so many people and those workshops.
So you have workshops. And
yes.
Those are also on your website.
Yes.
And how much do those cost?
It depends on how much the materials run us.
Okay, so it's materials. You pay for the materials.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Yeah.
Do you have roses?
We do have roses. We have different kinds of roses.
You have purple roses?
We don't, but we have something called a mutabilis rose, which is very, very beautiful. It starts out blooming a blush color, a blushy beige color, and it fades, get this, it fades to a dark fuchsia color.
Wow.
Dark, yeah, kind of, yeah, if you know what orchid pink is, it's like that. That's the color it fades to.
Wow.
So when it's blooming, it's got 3 or 4 colors going all at the same time.
The purple rose is hard to grow.
It just depends on what.
Because that's Linda's favorite is purple, and it's hard to find purple roses.
It is, yeah.
So I was just wondering if I could have a purple rose bush I could plant.
Yeah, there are some French varieties that have like the cabbage roses that are purple that are hardier here. And I'm trying to think of the variety. And
well,
there's
your homework. There's your homework for today.
Yeah, you can.
And I will call you later and ask you about this.
You know, you can always email us at gardens@turtlebay.org with your question. And if we can't answer your question, we know people who can.
gardens@turtlebay.org. How about that? So, and somebody will get back to you,
mm-hmm.
of course.
Absolutely.
Well, it sounds like Turtle Bay's on just a great zenith right now, because we give away tickets worldwide. We'll give two away during the show. And, I mean, we get lots of phone calls for those.
Sure.
And these are the golden tickets. They're good for any night. And it is so much worth your time, my friends. And finishing up with, how much does it cost to join Turtle Bay?
A family membership for a year is $105.
$105. Now, that's for two adults and four kids.
That's right.
And they don't even have to be your kids.
No, they don't.
You just have to show up.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And
it's good for unlimited visits.
Unlimited visits. Mm-hmm. Everything's free that you go through and see, mm-hmm. except for the dollar for the Lower Key.
Yep, $2 for the nectar cup.
Oh, it's $2 mm-hmm. for the nectar cup. I'll bring my own. No, it's a nectar cup. $2 for the nectar cup, and the Lower Keys just swarm you.
It's amazing. Very fun.
I usually pour it on a little kid as he's walking right by on top of his head, and he feels special. He feels special. You're shorter than I am, Ben. I'd watch out. And then the butterfly exhibit is...
That will open in June.
June.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you've never been to that, oh, my gosh.
Amazing.
Oh, my gosh. You can watch them coming out of their little...
Chrysalises.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And they come over, and you can get these little Q-tips.
Yep.
And they come over, and they'll stand, sit on your hand. Yeah. They learn right away. Like beef. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Lorinda Willard and Lisa Endicott, for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Oh.
A good day.
Oh, no. Again, Glow and Wild, this, of all, I've seen them every year, and Glow and Wild was first time last year,
mm-hmm.
but I've been watching the Garden of Lights, which is just fabulous, but this one this year is
amazing.
It really is amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back, and let's talk about, do we need to reintroduce dire wolves to our world? Dire wolves, you say, where have I heard that? Game of Thrones. We'll be right back.
Fred Glove Roundup is on April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Move 'em on, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, cut 'em out.
Ride That's
on
right. Here's your chance to get two tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup that's quickly approaching us. The Red Bluff Roundup, in fact, is starting next week. We have three sets of tickets, one for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So call us, get your name on the list, and we're going to do a drawing on April 11th. This is April 11th, but yeah, April 11th, which is, today's 8th, 9th, 10th, oh, Friday. We're going to draw Friday at 8:15 in the morning, and we're going to draw the name, three sets of names, and first one, and whoever, then they'll come down and they'll pick their ticket. So you'll either get Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. So, there you go. So, people are calling in right now. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is truly a community bank, founded 18 years ago, down in Red Bluff, and then one branch there, two in Redding, and one in Anderson. They are a full-service bank. They provide great service. We do business there for both personal and commercial banking, our business banking there. We've always had good experiences with Cornerstone Community Bank. They're going to be merging with Plumas, another community bank that started in Gridley, and you're going to have like 19 branches you can go to, including, I just saw one in Burnie, Plumas Bank in Burnie. So there's 19 branches you can go to increase the service, but they're keeping all of the branches open here with the same people. So good news. Cornerstone Community Bank. Now, if you ever heard of the dire wolf, and the time I think I really heard it, because we watched Game of Thrones, and it's the dire wolves were the ones, they found them, and then they protected the children of the King of the North there. I'd read about dire wolves years and years and years ago, that they were truly a wolf that existed in our ancient history. And that's about all I knew about it. It went extinct. The dire wolf was an actual real-world predator, which went extinct 13,000 years ago after roaming North America for thousands of years before that, alongside saber-toothed tigers and the woolly mastodons. And so what they've done is they found a tooth and a skull. And the skull is like 13,000 years old. And in the skull is the inner ear. And in part of the inner ear texture is a really good spot to get DNA. So they got the DNA off the tooth and the inner ear of this skull. Now, a dire wolf is about 25% larger than the modern-day gray wolves, if you can picture that. They have thicker, more muscular legs, more powerful shoulders, a wider head and snout with larger jaws and teeth. They stood about 3.5 feet tall and could be longer than 6 feet and up to 150 pounds. So,
I wouldn't want to get chased by that.
Well, when you think about this, it coexisted with the gray wolf, which did not go extinct, but the dire wolf did. Now, here's the question: if the gray wolf did not go extinct, and the dire wolf did, there must have been a reason for it.
That, I agree.
That the dire wolf couldn't challenge the gray wolf, or it couldn't sustain itself. It could not make it through the cutting process, and it died out. But it makes you wonder why it's bigger, stronger, faster than the gray wolf, which managed to make it all the way through until today. And so they finally they found a lot of the dire wolves in the La Brea tar pits, but the tar pit damages all the DNA and they can't use it. So they've decided to do this. Now, they also had to do is what they did was they recovered enough DNA to make two genomes, dire wolf genomes, to compare with other canine species. And then they put them into two dogs. They implanted them into two dogs. The dogs had, one dog had two pups, two males, and the other dog had a female. All three of them are alive and running around and doing wonderfully, they say. Using genetic data, researchers could confirm the gray wolf is the closest living relative of the dire wolf. They share 99.5% of the DNA code. However, I think if you look at monkeys and humans, we're like that too. So there's a difference. Let me see. So they just said how they did it. And they said, but why? Why are you doing this? And they're saying, because people think about Jurassic Park. Remember, are we going to be making T-Rexes now and Velociraptors? And no. They don't look at it about what they can make. It's if we can do it. It's that kind of thing. So they've proven that they've also made a woolly mouse from, that's extinct also, but it has the hair like of a woolly mammoth. Long, thick, braided. So I find this very interesting. And the question is, why would you do it? They told us there's not enough going into wolf conservation, the guy that heads this whole company up. So they met with officials in North Carolina about the state's Red Wolf Recovery Program, which seeks to increase the population of the one-time extinct animal through breeding in captivity and releasing wolves. So that's when Peter Jackson, the movie producer and all this, and Tom Brady came on board because they were excited about the idea of being able to do this. And Brady said something about being able to regenerate his arm.
Yeah,
so he can play for another
20 years.
Yeah, 20 years. So, do we need those? I think they're just what they're saying is if we can bring up something like the dire wolf, then they look at species like the dodo.
Yeah.
And the Tasmanian devil, and I think it was the carrier pigeons or homing pigeons. A type of pigeon back in the early 1900s that were totally wiped out. Once you look that up, and it's pigeons that went extinct, but there were millions, tens of millions of them, and they were wiped out here in the United States. Can you bring those back? Do you want to bring those
passenger
back?
Passenger pigeon.
Passenger pigeons, thank you. Millions. And then they went extinct. Because of hunting and I guess other things, but mainly hunting. So would you want to bring back species that had been here that you read about in our lifetime? And, and mammals, bring back mammals. It's got to be tougher. Can you bring back, like, plants? Or, they're saying the, what about a type of frog? Can you make clones of the spotted owl. So you don't ever have to worry about spotted owls, you know, being running out of spotted owls. Okay, let's just make another 1,000 here. You know, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, and if you look at it that way, I mean, that nothing's going to go extinct then.
Nothing would go extinct. Now, I don't know. It was on Time Magazine, and I never even saw this, that it's they had the word extinct with a red line through it, no longer. How interesting this is, just for the science part of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, very doing something like this. It shows how we can use cutting-edge technologies in molecular biology to help protect and preserve population of animals that are at risk of extinction today. How interesting. This company produced healthy puppies with genetic variants that haven't existed for over 10,000 years. Wow. Okay, it's time to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Electric Utility. And yes, they still have rebates available that can help offset the cost of your electric vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get
welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino in downtown Redding on Market Street. 7:50 in the morning here on the 8th of April. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful week, my friends. In the 70s at night into the high 40s, low 50s. It's going to be a beautiful week. I was talking to somebody in Nashville, Tennessee yesterday. And have you ever had this? It's a business conversation, but you know the person on the other end, so it's kind of personal too. Jennifer and I were talking and she said that she had been in her basement with her four dogs over the weekend because of the tornadoes coming through Nashville, Tennessee. And I realized they were having severe weather back there, but I didn't realize how severe. But they've had 29 people killed over the last, last week due to severe weather. 25 people in 7 states have been killed due to severe weather, including from tornadoes, flooding, being caught in the floods in Tennessee, Missouri, Indiana, Arkansas, and Mississippi. And fatalities from flooding in Kentucky. So the tornadoes got everybody else. So the FEMA's going down there. President Trump's approved emergency disaster declarations for Arkansas, allowing the FEMA to provide additional support to the community. So FEMA is still out there for right now. In the National Guard, Kentucky State Police, and other state and local leaders have been working tirelessly to keep people safe. And have told people to avoid travel. Now, there is a bourbon out there called Buffalo Trace. I've seen it advertised. I've seen it. It's not a bad bourbon. But the distillery in Frankfort, Kentucky, was surrounded, the whole city of Frankfort, not the whole city, but most of the city flooded. So the Buffalo Trace distillery was closed this week because of the flooding. And probably through Friday of this week. So if you like Buffalo Trace, you may want to go out there right now and buy it because there may be a shortage of it here in a few months. We talk about, we get hit up here on fires. And then we got hit with flooding in various parts of California and when the river coming up and going into people's backyards and this. And then with the heavy rain, so we get hit with that too. When you've got the flooding like that, and as you do with, tornadoes, is that the electric lines are all down, so nobody has electricity, and the electric wires are feeding into the water, so it can give you an additional shock as you're walking through. So, the only reason I'm bringing it up is because, knowing somebody that lives back there that's going through this kind of brought it home. Because you see, they're having flooding, and tornadoes. Not realizing that it can take a whole city as large as Nashville. Because she said the sirens go off. And I did not realize that you had sirens. And at least I knew, in Oklahoma and places like that where tornadoes come through all the time. But that Tennessee had it. Well, Tennessee is now starting to have enough. It's starting to be Tornado Alley coming from, coming up through Tennessee from Alabama. Southern Tennessee down around Chattanooga and Georgia line, they haven't seen this yet. They're like on the very edge of it. So they don't get it.
Growing up in Ohio.
Yeah.
I wasn't in, Tornado Alley, but we had sirens.
Is that right?
Yeah. And they do tests. They're pretty loud. Sound like air raid siren.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. United States Postal Service is going to change deliveries and all this. They're trying to save money. And they're thinking they can save billions of dollars over the next 10 years. They've let loose. They've had 10,000 people they've allowed to, resign or retire. But it's going to be, since the advent of email, it has changed the Postal Service. I mentioned that the workers who opt to retire early can get a one-time $15,000 incentive paid in two parts. And the amount of mail has or being shipped has dropped something. It's dropped 80% since 1997. Think about that. The amount of mail, first-class mail, you know, letters and cards and everything, has dropped 80%. And the volumes are the lowest since 1968. It lost $9.5 billion in 2024 and is expected to lose another $6.9 million in 2020, a billion in 2025, which is, you know, really it's a lot better. You've lost $2 billion less, but you're still $6.9, almost $7 billion in the hole.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, my grandma's probably the only one that sends me mail.
Yeah.
I mean, my parents do here and there, but, like, I feel like over the years, it's been less and less, and the only people that do it, you know, the older, I mean, she's...
Because you send emails to people.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, she's 93. She doesn't really email, so...
Since the UPS relies on sales of stamps and postage, its products and services is going to fund operation and usually does not get tax dollars for operating expenses. It's independent, which is one reason that, you know, if Trump said, maybe we can merge this into something, you know, into another agency so we can save money and use people like that. 163 million addresses nationwide. So, yeah, and you're right. Do you send cards?
Not anymore.
Yeah, see, we send cards. We still send cards.
Like growing up, I used to send, you know, thank you cards and stuff all the time, you know, from birthdays and Christmas and stuff. And lately, it's more of a phone call or an email.
When I was in Iraq, this last time, I would write, a couple letters a week and send them off. Back in Desert Storm, which is a long time ago, we didn't have internet. You didn't have emails. So there was a lot of mail being pushed through there. To people.
How are you going to talk, you know, with people back home other than...
Well, that was it. We didn't have the phone. Mail. Well, yeah. We didn't have phones, so it was all mail.
Yeah.
And, you know, so you get your stuff. Now, they were doing a great job. They made a big point of getting mail in and out to people. But you still have 7, 8, 9 days here.
Yeah, it's not instant.
No, it's not instant. Now, there's going to be changes in the mail service here in California. And you're asking yourself, what kind of changes? And I'm going to try and tell you that as soon as I can get the computer to open up again. And here we go. Computers are our friends. However, they can also make you crazy. Which is what this one's doing. So, because I just totally lost the article. Can you believe that? I mean, the whole thing just went backwards. Okay, well, never mind. I was going to tell you what the differences were going to be in California, how they were going to do it. And but it looks like I'm not going to do that right now. Anyway, I'll tell you later. I'll tell you after. I'll tell you at the beginning of right after the news at 8 o'clock when I find this thing again. How embarrassing. Okay. This weekend, we went up to Alturas, really into Cedarville, because every year we go on this Belgian squirrel, which were introduced in the United States, I don't know, maybe 100 years ago, maybe longer. And what they turns out is that Belgian ground squirrels they're about the size, think of a miniature prairie dog. They don't have long tails, but they look kind of like prairie dogs, except they're much smaller. And they eat alfalfa hay. They love alfalfa hay, and each one can eat like 4 ounces a day, and there's millions out there, or there were. Until the state of California allowed the ranchers up in Siskiyou County, parts of Siskiyou County and Modoc County to poison them. And it wiped out a lot of them. However, there are a number of fields up there that are, you know, they're organic type hay fields. So they can't poison. So they've got squirrels there. Or the field's not big enough to go out and, you know, make that effort. So we go up every year, and we stay at the Surprise Valley Hot Springs Inn. And then we shoot for Friday afternoon and all day Saturday, and we come home on Sunday. And it was the but the real reason you go up there is not for the shooting, though that is a big part of it. It's the same group of people that go up there every year. And you kind of catch up on everybody, because some you don't see for a year, and find out what they're doing, how life is, and just kind of just generally enjoy being with people you like. And then you try to relax up there too, which isn't always easy. But it's just beautiful air and the mountains and the snow and the hot springs. I thoroughly, thoroughly endorse that place. Anyway, got to take a break. When we come back, we've got Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street comes roaring back. The Dow, NASDAQ, and the S&P are up almost 3% or more after a recent sell-off inspired by fears of a trade war resulting from President Trump's tariff hikes. Former Trump economic advisor Stephen Moore suggests Trump tariff critics simply do not understand the art of the deal.
He's using the threat of these higher tariffs to force these other countries to lower their tariffs. And if this works, and I think it will, although it's been painful for the last week seeing the market go down so much, at the end of the day, we could have freer and fairer trade, which will benefit everyone around the world.
More on the Salem Radio Network. Japan among countries seeking trade talks with the U.S., while China remains defiant, and that's prompting the president to threaten additional 50% tariffs on Chinese imports. One top House Republican says she's committed to helping the president with his economic program.
House GOP Conference Chair Lisa McClain of Michigan says the president's tariff strategy is already bearing fruit.
It's been a week. I think you already see people coming to the table.
McClain says there's no question the tariff war will cause some short-term pain, but also says the downside has been overblown by some in the media.
Somebody predicted, oh my God, it's going to be a Black Monday today, though. I think, how's the Dow close? A point up.
McClain convened a small group of reporters here to share her thoughts on everything from tariffs to the budget and future leadership in the House. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
The Supreme Court has spoken, ruling the Trump administration has the right to deport illegal aliens under the Alien Enemies Act. It's about a deadly roof collapse, a nightclub in the Dominican Republic. At least 18 people killed, more than 120 others injured. And on Wall Street, the Dow is up more than 1,000 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You want to give your dogs the very best. You take them on walks and pick the best food. No matter what they're eating, you should add Dr. Fido's to every bite. Just sit back and watch them lick their bowl clean, knowing they are getting 40 carefully selected ingredients made from whole foods, spices, and fibers, from bananas to sweet potatoes. Go to drfidos.com today and subscribe to save $20 each month. Vet developed, dog trusted. This is the human-grade dog food topper that gives you peace of mind. Don't just take our word for it.
I have used it on two dogs, Kipper and Coda, but I just started giving Kipper tons of the Dr. Fido's product. He actually started eating all of his food. Like, I actually had to give him more. The product has been very successful for both dogs.
Every dog deserves a topper worth barking about. Go to drphytos.com. That's drphytos.com.
Iran and the United States will be holding talks in Oman this coming weekend, an attempt to jumpstart negotiations over Tehran's rapidly expanding nuclear program. Even before the talks, though, there is a dispute over exactly how the negotiations will go. President Trump insists there'll be direct negotiations. However, Iran's foreign minister says there'll be indirect talks taking place through a mediator. South Korea will hold a snap presidential election June 3rd to choose Yoon Suk-yeol's successor after the conservative was ousted over his imposition of martial law late last year. The announcement from the acting president came 4 days after the Constitutional Court removed Yoon from office. The next president will serve a full 5-year term. The race likely to be a showdown between Yoon's People Power Party and South Korea's Democratic Party, which holds a majority in the National Assembly. breaking news and analysis. Townhall.com. The Met being sued by a former famed performer.
Mezzo-soprano Anita Rockvelashvili has sued the Metropolitan Opera and the union that represented her there. Rockvelashvili said the company unlawfully terminated her contracts because of a vocal issue that developed after she gave birth. The singer is also accusing the union of failing to pursue a grievance against the company. The 40-year-old singer from the European nation of Georgia says the Met owes her more than $400,000. Keith Peters, Washington.
Following days of unceasing downpours that swelled Kentucky's rivers to near record levels, residents are closely watching the waterways for signs that they're cresting or even receding in hopes that widespread cleanup can finally get underway. The death toll from the storms that pounded the South as well as parts of the Midwest has risen to at least 23. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is kind of on assignment, getting better after this weekend. No, she's got so many things going that we're trying to keep her upright. And just because she's not here does not mean she is not totally keeping me above water with all the things that she does. Today, the 8th of April, 8:05 in the morning, and the news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here at the helm. It's National Library Workers Day. It's National...
Zoo Lovers Day.
Zoo Lovers Day.
Empanada Day.
Empanada. Isn't that food?
I love empanadas.
What is empanadas?
It's like a pastry.
Get closer.
Type.
Get closer.
Oh, it's like a pastry stuffed with...
Oh, it's a pastry.
Pastry stuffed with... I forget what's inside.
Is it meat?
It's or meat,
it's
yeah.
A meat.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a... Is it Spanish
like
or...
Filipino.
Oh, Filipino.
I think. It could be Spanish.
We had them at Cicada, so I know they're Mexican, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a co-worker who's Filipino that makes them.
Yeah, I mean, look, of Spanish origin. Yeah. Then. Okay.
Yes.
The weather. Today, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 70. Now, from now till next Monday, sunny. Highs within 78 tomorrow, 79 on Thursday, 77 on Friday. It's just going to be just beautiful weather. Lows in the high 40s, low 50s at night. And we finally started coming into spring, it sounds like. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned company, been doing this for like 30 years, into the third generation of the Kinney family, running the business. Discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Shasta Regional Medical Center with Lynn Ann Foster, who is in charge of their outreach, their media, and just being the happy face that you see out in front.
Good morning.
Good morning. Wearing your smiley face.
That's
sweater.
Right. Yeah, a little self-reminder. Just keep smiling.
You know what? Keep smiling. You fool people. And then Alicia Torch.
Yes.
Who is head of the chief emergency room nurse? Or
emergency director, yeah.
Emergency room director. So, how's that?
It's
been busy.
Yes, always busy. Never a dull moment.
Okay, are you seeing certain things? I mean, is it like any kind of weird, or is it like any illnesses or anything like that? Because it seemed like everybody was going through this flu thing.
Yeah, the flu's kind of calmed down, so it's been nice.
It's been nice.
Yeah.
So what do you get, just your general emergency room stuff?
Yeah, you never know. You never know what's going to walk through that door.
What would you say is your most prevalent emergency?
We have a lot of respiratory, like CHF, COPD.
Okay. people having a problem like that. Mm-hmm. Well, you all introduced a program where you don't have to go down to the emergency room and wait. You can kind of like set up a an appointment.
That's why we're here.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I talk about that. You live reads. Yeah, and I think, well, you know, so, you know, you don't feel good, but you're not dying. Of course, you don't do it if there's an emergency. So you can call in. So tell us about this.
So it's called Get Care Now. You can go to our website. I think that's the platform that's on.
Yeah, website or on your phone.
Or on your phone. And you can just click on Get Care Now and schedule an appointment. So it'll give you times if you want to come at 2, 3, 4, you just click it. You have to put in very minimal information. You put in your name, what you want to be seen for, your email, and then I think that's
phone
all.
Number?
No, you don't even. You can put your phone number, but it's not required.
Okay.
And then it will send us an email, and we put you in the queue. It does tell you, you know, there's certain emergencies that you don't want to wait for, so it does give you a little disclaimer about, you know, if you're having chest pain, you need to call 911 right away.
You're bleeding profusely.
Yes.
So you put in descriptors about how you're feeling, and there's certain words that trigger on our end that, oh, no, you can't wait. We recommend that you call 911.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, see, that's good.
Yeah.
Because then you're not, well, I think I feel okay. But then your symptoms will say no.
Chest pain.
The ambulance is on its way.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. And what that does, though, but then instead of getting there at 1 o'clock and not being seen until 3, because, you know what the emergency room is looking like, you're going to show up at 3 o'clock, and you may still have to wait, but you've saved yourself 2-3 hours of just waiting around.
Yeah, when you don't feel good, the last place you want to sit is in a hard chair in our waiting room, so you can sit in the comfort of your own home, and when your appointment time is up, you just show up and triage you. And now we have a provider that's actually up front with the triage nurse, so soon as you're triaged by the nurse, a provider is actually seeing you at the same time and starting your workup. Even if you do have to go sit back in the lobby, your labs are started, your x-rays are started, your care is...
We're rolling.
Yeah. You're rolling in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good, because you want to get somebody in there because they're already feeling like hell.
Yeah.
And but it's not that type of emergency where, you know, you stabbed yourself in the stomach by accident.
Right.
Something like that.
If you do that, you need to come in right away.
You can come in right away, and they will extract. Don't take out the knife. Or whatever it is. Shoot yourself with a nail gun. Do not take it out, okay?
Exactly.
It helps stem the bleeding.
It sure does.
Okay, well, that's a great program. That's one of the great programs y'all have going out there.
Yeah.
And every time you come in, you've got another program you're starting.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I'm running out of room on my page of type things here to say the things you're doing down at Shasta Regional.
Yeah, we do a lot. And this is just one of them that was, and it's very important for our community because, as Alicia said, I mean, the last thing you want to do when you don't feel well is wait in an emergency room with other people that aren't feeling well. And this also helps with the flow. So if we're flowing well in the ER, the entire hospital is flowing. So if you're already a patient in the hospital and waiting to get discharged, or you're in the ER waiting for the bed, like that whole flow, Alicia has done such an incredible job of improving what that looks like, including having the provider right at check-in. I mean, it's phenomenal.
Well, you want to keep things moving because, you know, everybody's heard these horror stories, people being stuck in there for 10 hours. And you know, but that's just the way sometimes emergency room rolls.
And that is the way sometimes it rolls. But we do have
all don't do that.
We've worked really hard, the administration and our CNO and the other directors for the hospital on the floors. We work day in and day out on getting patients out of the ER, up to the floor, so that we can see more
and
patients.
It is a flow. As people are leaving, other people are, you know, they change the beds.
Yes.
And, of course, they change the beds. And then they roll somebody else in. So, I mean, you could have a bed that's empty for less than an hour, probably.
Right. Less than that. But it is a group effort. Everybody has to have, you know,
yeah,
plays
it's
a role
a dance.
from the directors to EVS to every, like, registration. Everyone is working on getting the patient.
And you have an emergency room pharmacist? Or is there
somebody
like that?
We have an
in-house pharmacist. I'd met somebody that said that they worked emergencies, and I mean, they had a mobile pharmacy
If we have an emergency
cart or something,
the pharmacists do come to the ER and assist us,
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just wondering. All right. I'm here with Lynn Ann Foster and Alicia Torch. Did I pronounce that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
perfect.
Torch. She's in charge of the emergency room, and Lynn Ann is in charge of everything else.
just marketing.
Oh, just marketing.
Just sharing the stories.
Marketing. And you've been here since. When was Go Red?
February.
So I saw you last month. We talked a little bit. What a huge success that was.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, wow.
That was good.
Yep.
Getting ready for the next one already.
Oh, the Go Red one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
It's April, and you know what that means. Hot Cars and Cool April Nights is back. This year is going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendars for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, and don't forget about the cruise on Friday, April 25th, followed by the biggest show and shine of them all on Saturday, April 26th. 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, amazing unique vendors, and tons of chances for you to win with a poker walk and raffle city throughout the day. Get your wristbands at any local Napa Auto Parts store. And remember, Cool April Nights returns April 18th through the 27th. So update those calendars now and also get a full schedule of events at CoolAprilNights.com. Okay, to recap, Cool April Nights starts on Friday, the 18th. Goes for the next 10 days through April 27th, with the big cruise happening on Friday the 25th and the biggest show and shine of them all on April 26th. We'll see you cruising this April.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. 3-5 Radio here, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to us. You know, we're followed by Armstrong and Getty. And if you have not heard it because you go to another station because there's somebody else, do yourself a favor and listen to that first hour, and because you'll be hooked, just like the rest of us. And that's followed by Dave Ramsey. The man will tell you how to be a millionaire. And then Mark Levin. And then tonight we have
Tokens.
Tokens Radio. Yeah, talking about bitcoins and electronic money.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it is an interesting show. It is an interesting show. But I'm here with Lisa Torge.
Alicia.
I knew that. I knew I'd miss it. Alicia Torge. And Lynn Ann Foster from Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're talking about the emergency room. We're talking about the...
Get Care Now,
where you can make an appointment at the emergency room so you just don't go down there and sit for several hours.
Correct.
And how's that been working?
Good. I would say we get 10 patients sometimes a day, on average.
Yeah.
Don't talk to her. Talk to me.
An average of 10 patients a day through that platform.
10 patients a day through that platform.
Yeah, and that's just people, you know, still becoming aware that we have this service where you can make an appointment online. And the times that are posted online, in all 24 hours, there's probably, you know, half of those hours would be available for an appointment every 15 minutes.
Every 15 minutes, yeah. And then if we have a surge of patients, we can go in and... kind of block those times out so people aren't making appointments and waiting longer. So we do keep an eye on that as well.
Okay. Yeah. So you're really trying to live up to the, to the letter of this.
Yeah, we want to honor it.
You want to honor it because, you know, if somebody's going to take that time to do something like this.
Absolutely. And it's very easy to use. So you can use it on your desktop computer, on your cell phone. You just go to our website. The banner at the top right now is Get Care Now. You click on that, and then it walks you through the process. It's like four steps to make your appointment.
All right. So that's a big thing. Are there any other besides this program, which sounds like it's growing every day?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I guess it would be pretty nice so that you have an idea that, gosh, we've got 20 people coming in these hours. So if I say I wanted to come in at 3:15 and you go back and you see that there's already like two or three people, do you go back to me and say, you've got to change that? Or
we can. We can go in there and...
If it's too busy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when you... put in your information, it sends an email to us so we can email you or call you and let you know, like, oh, we just had, you know, a surge of patients. We're going to reschedule your appointment till 4.
Yeah, the goat truck turned over. We've got five people in here now.
Right, yes.
And again, we're talking about things that, like, you've had a high fever for a few days, you have a very sore throat, you have maybe an unusual rash. Those are the kind of words that you're going to put in. Anything that... is life-threatening. So if you put in the word chest pain or excessive bleeding, those things are going to trigger on our end to then suggest that you call 911 and come in right away and don't wait for the appointment. So there is some awareness there based on the language that you use to put in. So we want to keep everybody safe, but also keep it flexible for the people that don't have a life-threatening emergency.
Sure. I mean, you feel horrible, and you really do need to go.
Yeah.
Because it always happens on, like, a Saturday night.
And I want to just talk briefly, too, about the use of the emergency room, because so many people I hear, especially since Go Red, but it has come up again and again, about feeling embarrassed about coming to the emergency room. That I don't want to call the ambulance. I don't want to come in. What if it's nothing? But what if it's something?
Mm-hmm.
That way we'll know. You don't need to be embarrassed. And if you do feel embarrassed, that's okay. Be embarrassed. We'd rather have you feel a little bit embarrassed and have nothing be wrong.
You're not going to say anything to them like that.
And no, we never judge. No.
No. We are here for the community. And if you feel like, if your body is telling you, I should have this checked out, come to Shasta Regional and let's get you checked out.
Yeah, if anything we say, we're happy you came in. You never know. It could just be, you know, as a woman and MIs, heart attacks, it could just be nausea, feeling stressed out, busy, when really the underlying symptoms are a massive heart attack.
Well, you know, today's lifestyle for a lot of people is stressful. It's just you're surrounded.
What do you mean? What are you talking about, Carl?
I don't know. you're constantly being bombarded by so many things.
Yeah.
And people don't. I don't think people realize is that you can literally stress can just put you in a place where you think you're dying. You think you're having a heart attack. And then it's not. It's your body's trying to, I don't know what your body trying or your mind's trying to save you or tell you to slow down.
Slow down, take a break.
Yeah, something
But
like
it could
that.
Be the opposite. You could just think, oh, it's just stress. I'm just tired. I've just been going here, going there, doing this, doing that, when really you are having something serious happen.
Right.
And you should never be embarrassed to come to
the hospital. And I know some people use the emergency room as their medical.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the one thing I heard is, you know, during COVID, so many people did not go to the emergency room.
Right.
And we're still reaping that because people should have gone to the emergency room because there were things that are severe or were severe enough that needed treatment, and they just didn't go.
Right, yeah. Right. So. Yeah. No, we really want to encourage in a appropriate way to come to the emergency room if you feel like you need it. Absolutely.
Yeah. Nobody's going to say anything.
No.
No, and it's important.
What are the things going on at Shasta Regional?
So on an internal exciting note, this Wednesday, actually no, it's tomorrow, we are having our Employee Service Awards.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be recognizing employees at Shasta Regional Medical Center that have been there from 5 years all the way through 45 years. Ellie Harbin.
I know who that is.
Yes. So we are excited to celebrate all of the people in between. This Alicia as well is celebrating 15 years at Shasta Regional.
Started when you were, 10?
Yeah.
Guys, you were a very bright, young child.
She's got a great story. She's done a lot of things and helped the hospitals in a lot of ways. So it's going to be a fun night. We're excited to celebrate our employees. I'm really looking forward to the evening tomorrow.
Well, one of the things I learned about Ellie was she's been there 45 years.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that was to me even more important, if that was possible, by the way, I did not get an invite to that, was the fact that your radiology department sees people now. And you get the response back in 24 to 48 hours, what you're being said, you know, what they're radiating you for.
Yeah.
Instead of having to wait for a week, 2 weeks, sometimes longer.
Right. Yes.
That, and I don't know if people really, you know, when I, you know, somebody was saying, well, it's going to take me this long. I said, go to Shasta Regional. They can see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Probably, you know, or at least within the next few days.
Right.
They've got everything there, CAT scans, MRIs, all types of, you know, different types of imaging, and you're going to get that response back.
Right, exactly, yeah. Again, another director at Shasta Regional that has done an outstanding job is Ellie, and that's also then part of the flow that we were talking about. If somebody comes into the emergency room and Alicia needs Ellie's department to get an x-ray, like it's everyone working together. And then in addition, those outpatient services that our radiology department can now provide, and with a quick turnaround.
Yeah, outpatient stuff.
Yeah.
And that's real important around here.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, you don't want to be told that this could be a growth inside your body and have to wait for 2 weeks.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, for 2 weeks, that's all you're going to think about, which raises your stress level, so you're in the emergency room.
Right,
anyway.
So then you're going to come see us anyway. That's right.
Let's make my appointment right now.
That's right.
Because this is stressing me enough that I need to be in there.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but that I thought that was incredible to be able to take outpatient in, out, and then get to read back or get to read out on it from your guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you all using AI in that kind of I understand that radiology is one of those places that AI can be very beneficial because it can look at so many things so quickly.
Yeah. That would be a question for Ellie. I'm not.
I should have asked that.
We'll be
last
back.
Time.
We'll be back with Ellie.
We'll bring
Ellie
back.
More to come.
Yeah, well, tell her that's one of the things because we were talking about it the other day because there was a doctor with us the other day. And we were talking about AI. And, you know, there's certain things, of course, AI you'll never have them do. But as far as, you know, is pouring through tens of thousands of bits of information. And I think radiology was one of those that it could identify stuff.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. He says that they can go through as many in one day as it takes, you know, because an average radiologist can maybe look through maybe 30, something like that. These things can go through like thousands.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know if I want to trust that.
Totally. Well, again,
scary, huh?
And it is a little scary because, okay, so they find something, then I would really want a human to take a look at that.
Right, right.
You know?
Well, in programs and services, you've seen, you know, we discussed over the several years we've been talking with you, Carl, that programs and services evolve.
Oh, my gosh.
In the medical industry, and they evolve quickly and most often to the benefit of the patient. So, and I'm really proud of Shasta Regional in the way that we have been able to grow our programs and services and add things that – create convenience for the community, such as Get Care Now. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just...
Yeah, just makes it easier on the people coming to visit you. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And we're the closest hospital for so many people. 80%, we're the closest hospital for 80% of Reading residents.
Mm-hmm.
And regionally, we're one of three hospitals. So, you know, it's our duty and our due diligence to keep up on these things. And we are doing a fantastic job, thanks to directors like Alicia.
Well, you know, then you've got the state-of-the-art procedures like the Watchman, your lung screening for cancer, gastrointestinal services, all those things, cutting edge, mm-hmm. that used to have to go someplace. Mm-hmm. Not anymore. You can have it all done right here at Shasta Regional.
Yeah.
Just have to, you know, I've told people about that, about the Watchman. They're on mm-hmm. blood thinners mm-hmm. because they're outdoor people.
Mm-hmm.
And they get, you know, and of course, you know, if you're on blood thinners, you have a tendency to bruise and bleed. And if you're outdoors, you have a tendency to run into things.
Right.
So,
right.
you know, I told him about the Watchman. And hopefully he went down and talked to somebody about it.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. It's a great place for a haircut. It's not a hair salon. It's a barber shop. Yes. Car and Track, American Rifleman, you know, those types of magazines. I have not seen a Cosmopolitan in there. I make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. And that way it works on my schedule, so I roll in, get a haircut, and go out. Tim and Logan are just two pleasant young men, and you never discuss politics in the barbershop. Why would you want to make your barber unhappy or get him excited when he's got a razor he's cutting around your ears with? There you go. It's just everybody has a good time there. It's a great place. I've never had a bad haircut there. It's Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
A cancer diagnosis is overwhelming, but at Valor Oncology, you're never alone. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, and I'm proud to be a part of this community right here in Reading. As a breast oncology surgeon, I bring the expertise you need combined with deep commitment to the people I care about, my neighbors, my friends, and my community. You won't see a revolving door of different doctors. At Valor Oncology, you'll see the same trusted care team at every visit, people who truly know your history and who will walk with you on your journey. We have cutting-edge technology that rivals top universities, and we're here to provide world-class treatment right here at home. Because at Valor Oncology, you're not just a patient, you're part of our family. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org today to learn more.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
That's right, you're listening to Rawhide, so give us a call at 530-605-4567 and enter into the ticket giveaway for the Red Bluff Roundup. We have tickets for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We've got two tickets for Friday, two for Saturday, two for Sunday, and Saturday sold out. But we've got two tickets. So just give us a call, get your we take your name and your phone number, and on Friday we're going to draw three sets of names and for these tickets. So, yeah, people are calling already. Welcome back to the show. We're here with Shasta Regional Medical Center and Alicia Torch, who is head of the emergency room
director.
Thank you. I can write that down too. And Lynn Ann Foster, who is their public affairs media outreach, the head honcho at Go Red, and all these, and she's always smiling. She's always smiling. I saw her after, you know, because she went through something with her foot or ankle, and I mean, it obviously was painful for an extended period of time, but you were always smiling. Mm-hmm. But is there something wrong with you?
Possibly, Carl. Possibly. That would explain a lot. You just cleared so much up for me.
There you go. That's what you have to ask yourself. Gosh, why am I happy and everybody else around me is kind
That's
of like weird?
That's right.
Maybe it's me.
Perhaps it's me.
Perhaps it's me.
I'll have to look at that.
But wouldn't you rather be more of a half folk?
Yeah, it's like,
that's what I try to do.
Like, what's the point? You got to do what you got to do. Yeah. Why? Let's just have fun with it.
Let's just do it, and enjoy what we're doing.
Yeah,
and so when you talk to Alicia here, and she's got the director of the emergency room,
yeah,
I imagine there's times that you're not smiling.
Yeah.
I try to always smile. But there's times, yes, for
she leads with such grace and positivity. It's incredible. There's no other director in the hospital like her. She does.
They work better under pressure.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Well, that's the whole thing, is when you do things long enough, and when you see them, that it's not an emergency to you. It's an emergency, of course, to the person rolling through there. But this is just something you've done a lot.
Correct.
My daughter, who's a nurse, was a phlebotomist and was working in the emergency room in Philadelphia. I said, drawing blood? She says, I was drawing blood, but I was doing other things too, you know, because the sight of blood didn't bother her. And so she was helping in other things that was probably beyond her scope.
Oh, yeah.
But she was under supervision and all that, but they needed help. So, and then she went on to become a nurse.
Oh, good for
so
her.
She could do that. Oh, yeah. Very proud of her.
I have only observed from a distance some of the crazy days in the ER, and I couldn't. I just, it's a skill set that I do not have. And to the people that do it, like, talk about heroes in our industry, 1,000%. The staff in our ER, just every day, just picture them with little capes on. I mean, they are just...
Oh, no.
We have a great crew.
Outstanding group of people.
Yeah, our MASH unit, you know, they don't call it MASH, but that's what it is. And we had in Fallujah in our base there, where that siren would go off, and you know that they needed blood.
Yeah.
So people would be, I mean, Marines, sailors... be running for the emergency room to give blood, and the men and women in there were doing miracles.
Yeah,
in that keeping people alive.
Yeah,
And speaking of other heroes, volunteers.
Yes, we have an incredible team of volunteers at our hospital. And April, so as it happens, the April 28th through the 26th is National Volunteer Week, and we'll be celebrating our volunteers. We have two ladies in particular that are volunteers that help support the rest of our volunteers, and they just do an outstanding job. One of the things that I appreciate fully about our gift shop volunteers is that that's a nonprofit organization on its own. They fund themselves, so all of the proceeds that are earned in our gift shop from family members or community that come in and shop in our gift shop, the money that is raised there goes to scholarships to local high school students in our community that are interested in going into healthcare. So they work really hard at what they offer in the gift shop. It's a really fun like shopping experience. And then they also do things on the side. For instance, in a few weeks they're going to do a bake sale at the hospital to earn extra money for these scholarship programs. And so not only do they give to the patients and their families that are in the hospital every day, but they are reaching out and extending an arm to our community and students that want to go into healthcare, which I'm just so proud of.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, we go to the awards nights at the high schools and then give the scholarships on scholarship night.
You know, all the organizations around here have volunteers, and it's just when you think about the hundreds of course, some of them may be volunteering for two or three different ones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but it seems if you're a volunteer that you might do that. Like Haven Humane relies on volunteers. You've got 42 great volunteers mm-hmm. in there at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
All these organizations have volunteers that are there helping.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
The hours that they contribute is astonishing. Like,
yeah.
I don't remember last year when they said their hours. It was mind-blowing how many hours they commit to the hospital.
Yeah, hundreds of thousands of hours.
I mean, you see people out there in these organizations, like, and because I know Backcountry Horsemen. Last year, it was an equivalent of $460,000 worth of hours worked.
Wow.
And if you ever tried to figure that out, how much, you know, if you pay people for doing things like it to hospital,
mm-hmm.
how many hundreds of thousands of dollars
mm-hmm.
are saved or are there provided by your volunteers,
yes.
plus they're doing such important work.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they do so much. And it was, two things just back to our gift shop. The woman who runs the gift shop, who is a volunteer, is 95 years old. And she is a
wow.
go-getter. Yeah.
Wow. Does she drive to work?
Yeah. Yeah. She's just on it and she's going. She just does it. She's actually, we all want to be, her name's Betty. We all want to be Betty when we grow up.
But you know what? This is also keeping Betty
That's
active.
What she says. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is good for her too.
Yeah.
So I think that's great.
Yeah.
So volunteers, again, now, if you wanted to become a volunteer, how do you do that?
So you can come in. We have applications in the hospital. They're also online. If you go to our website on your desktop or on your phone, and under volunteer services, there's
uh-huh.
applications for adults, and then we also have a youth program. So if you're 16, if you're between 13 and 16, you can qualify for our youth program, and then 16 and above, and graduated from high school, you'll be in our adult program.
Okay. So you can go to ShastaRegional.com,
mm-hmm. yeah.
which is the website,
yeah.
and take a look at that.
Yeah.
Good.
Yep. Yeah, and we're always looking for great volunteers. Always
okay. So volunteers are always welcome. And you can do – can you work in different areas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You fill out the application, you put your area of interest, and then you do come in for an interview because we want to make sure it's something going to work that's going to work for us as well as the volunteer
mm-hmm.
in terms of hours and the areas where we have need. But we really try to put people in areas that we want and then also expose them to other areas if they're
sure.
open to it so they can learn more about the hospital.
Yeah. Okay. Alicia,
yep.
I always need to ask this question. Full moons.
Oh, yeah. It's a thing.
Is it real?
I was never...
It's real.
Yeah. I didn't believe in it until I worked in the ER. And there's something about the full moon.
Is it real?
So we get we get busy.
The night.
Get care now
the
fills up.
Time. Get care fills up. Yeah.
So.
I want to say it brings out the crazies, but.
Well.
Something happens.
Something
at
happens.
At midnight.
Is it more like physical damage to people as opposed to sickness?
Yeah.
That's what I would think. It would be, you know. physical damage.
Yeah.
Fights.
It's not. Yeah, car wrecks. Not the flu.
Not the flu.
Definitely.
Okay, so everybody, different. When it's a full moon, you might just want to stay in it that night and because you don't want to visit Alicia or her friends.
Full moon, full Friday the 13th.
Whoa.
We don't say quiet in the ER.
You don't
say
what?
Quiet. We don't say, oh, it's nice and quiet in here.
Oh, no, I never
say
that.
If you say that, then 15 ambulances are going to come to the back door.
Oh, no, that's bringing it on. Somebody says, kind of quiet tonight. Cancel.
Yeah, I was never superstitious until I started working in the ER. And
really? Okay. I had to ask that. Yeah. I'm glad I did now. Hey, we got to take a quick break. Hey, the Redding Regional Chapter of Safari Club International is having their 31st annual banquet. It's going to be April 26th. You know what? They've got like $35,000 plus of great prizes for hunting, camping, and plenty of items on the ladies' table that is just strictly, that will appeal to our women hunters or people that love the outdoors. To purchase tickets, you go to scireading.org. SCIReading.org for your tickets. It's always a good time there. And if you like auctions and raffles of items, I mean, it's all really, really good stuff. We've been there for the last 8 years. And it's never been anything that you go, that's kind of a strange thing. No, it's always good stuff. Safari Club International, Redding Regional Chapter, 31st Annual Banquet on April 26th. We'll be right back.
April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, tough enough to wear pink day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a
full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and a Statue of Liberty.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Our last segment here on Tuesday, the 8th of April, 8:48 in the morning. It's going to be sunny day with a high near 70. In fact, it's going to be sunny through next Monday, according to our forecast here, with the highs as high on Wednesday as 78 and 79 on Thursday. So it looks like it's going to be beautiful. Not a lot of wind. And in the evenings, 45, 48, 54. So it's going to be a beautiful week. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Family-owned business gives discounts for seniors and veterans. 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Shasta Regional Medical Center with Lynn Ann Foster, in charge of their media and all their outreach, and Alicia Torch, who is the director of the emergency room operations. We've been talking emergency room because there's this kind of semi-new
Service.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thinking procedure. I'm thinking it's not a procedure. You know how sometimes you stick on a word? Yeah. Service that you all offer, and that is?
Get Care Now. Yeah.
And is, because people, you know, driving in and out. So
right. It's an appointment-making system for our emergency room, and I'll let Alicia explain it fully.
Yeah, so you can just go to our website, and on the very top, there's a Get Care Now
Banner.
Mm-hmm. And all you need to do is it'll take you straight to a little area where you're going to enter your name, what you need to be seen for, and your email and your phone number, and it gives you options of appointment times. And so you'll make your appointment time, and then when your time is up, you show up in the ER, and we get you seen quickly. There are things that we talked about earlier where if you are having a life-threatening emergency, obviously you don't want to make an appointment. You want to call 911 or show up in our ER immediately.
Yeah, I mean, if you're bleeding or you've got chest pains kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so
it takes the waiting in the waiting room, you know, away, so you're at your house in your comfort until your appointment time.
Okay, so I've got up here now, here it is. Schedule ER reservation under 2 minutes. Text ER Now to schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But can you? Oh,
you can click on there though, and you can put in your information.
Okay.
So it'll just be your name, your phone number, your email address.
Okay.
And then what your complaint is.
All right. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Like we talked about earlier, is instead of having to go there, you're not feeling well. You're not going to feel well there either. So why not feel well at home?
Right. Right.
You can have your spouse.
Right, right. Because a lot of going to the ER, it's the unknown. Like, yeah, I feel like I need to go, but how long am I going to wait? How long am I going to be there? And even with Get Care Now, you have your appointment. It is set, and we do our best to communicate if something happens where your appointment's going to get bumped. If there's a lot of ambulances that come in or a community emergency, that may set your wait time back. But we do our best to communicate that with you through the appointment system.
Okay. Can we talk about some of the procedures here for a couple minutes that are happening there?
Sure.
Up at Shasta Regional now that didn't exist 2 years ago. This one's been here for a while, but it's the Da Vinci XI robotic system, mm-hmm. which is it morphs every year into a more advanced way of precise surgery
mm-hmm.
from the doctor.
Right.
Who uses their hands and their feet,
I guess,
mm-hmm. on this robotic thing.
Yeah.
And it's really high-definition cameras, very precise scalpels, very precise ways of operating on people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the surgeon operates the robot, and it does offer them minimally invasive surgery, so recovery time typically is less. You're in the hospital typically for a less period of time. So it's really offered patients some advancement in terms of their healing, which is great. And so we have the Da Vinci, and we've had that, 6 or 7 years now. And then most recently we have a Rosa robot, which Dr. Schwartz, I believe, will be coming on soon to talk about that, which is specific to knee surgery.
Okay.
And it's another incredible service. And
when you're talking procedure. About this, it's a lot less intrusive.
Mm-hmm.
A lot less intrusive.
Exactly. No big cuts.
Yeah, no big cuts. And, I mean, like your gallbladder. Used to be they just opened you up and took it out. Now they come in like 2 to 3 different directions mm-hmm. and do it so you don't have these huge scars on
mm-hmm.
them. Yeah.
Very small.
I'm looking at your Get Care Now on your website.
Uh-huh.
Reservations available today. And then you can get tomorrow's, too. Go, well, you know, I'm not feeling too good. I'm going, gosh, it's getting worse. I think I'm going to pick 130.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't see then the questions. If I picked a day, then the questions come out. And it's a brief, secure form.
Correct.
And then you receive a confirmation with directions and details.
Yep.
Get it simple.
Really easy.
Via text and email.
Yeah.
Your confirmation.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, we make it super easy.
Okay, the Watchman procedure, mm-hmm. which has been around for a little while, hasn't
two
it?
Years, I two think. Years.
2 years mm-hmm. also.
Yeah, they just did their 100th procedure 2 months
okay.
ago. We celebrated that.
And that's for people with arterial fibrillation?
Atrial fibrillation.
Okay. And they're on blood thinners. And this can take the place of that. And that's a relatively simple procedure, too. I mean, I shouldn't
it's
say
an
simple.
Overnight, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, it's minimally invasive, I guess.
Yeah. And that's a little outside our wheelhouse.
Okay. We'll
come back with Dr. Khan for that.
Okay. And then what's the one the when they do the valve replacement?
What TAVR.
TAVR.
Yeah.
I've been talking about that for 2 years.
Yeah.
Easily for 2 years, maybe longer.
Which
yeah.
is also great for the community because most people have to travel down to Sacramento, UC Davis. But we have Dr. Southard from UC Davis who comes here and does the procedure at Shasta Regional so that patients can
and
stay
what,
in their
own what
community.
That is, mm-hmm. if you've got a bad valve in your heart, they used to have to open your chest up.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now they can go in through your artery,
mm-hmm.
and it goes up into that valve. The new one pops in there,
mm-hmm.
and then they keep you overnight just mm-hmm. to make sure everything's good, and then you can go home the next day.
Right, yeah. yeah.
And our next-door neighbor did it.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It was incredible because mm-hmm. they're very active people, yeah. hiking 6 miles every day. And he was noticing that... His breathing was harder.
Yeah.
He was losing his breath, and they found out that valve needed to be replaced.
Yeah.
But he's back walking 6 miles again.
That's
yeah.
great.
Yeah, I mean, this is something, all these things that you're hearing, the lung screening, the lung nodule screening program mm-hmm. you've got that can detect cancer in the lungs so much mm-hmm. earlier now, which gives you a better chance of surviving
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and all of these services,
yeah.
the Da Vinci, the Rosa, the Watchman, and the TAVR, information is all on our website with videos if you're interested in what the procedure actually looks like, what the equipment looks like. And then please reach out if you have any interest or additional questions
yeah.
if this is something that might be helpful for you.
Yeah, you know, it's something that, you know what, you're your best doctor, and I mean your best medical I guess consultant is yourself. You know how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, a lot of times, you'll see things and you need to ask your doctor about it because, you know, things have changed in
mm-hmm.
your life year to year. So it's still so important to get your physicals and your blood work and all that. And you offer that mm-hmm. also at least once a year where people can come down and get their blood sugar tested and
yep.
blood pressure and all that kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, we actually do it twice a year. So we just had the ladies' night
yeah.
During Women's Heart Health Month. And then we also do a community health fair in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
So where you can get all of the workups, blood, cholesterol, blood pressure, EKGs, mm-hmm. all of
everything.
It. Yeah.
We do an employee health screening as well.
Yeah.
Once a year.
Yep. We take care
okay.
of people. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it just, you know, you're trying to, you need to be proactive.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so the big thing is get care now. And did I get that right?
Yep.
Okay, get care now. And that's where you can make an appointment for the emergency room, not if you're bleeding out or you've got, you know, chest pains and all these other things, severe stuff.
Right.
Your jaw's over to the side. No, this is when you're just feeling bad and you know you've got to be seen because it's just not getting any better. Maybe you've got, you know, you're throwing up or whatever it is.
Right, fever, rash.
Instead of waiting in the emergency room, you just go to Get Care Now on the website, ShastaRegional.com. And right here I'm looking at all these times are available.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you can stay at home and you come in there that you're going to be in touch with the emergency room.
Yep.
And you roll in there, they're going to be ready.
Yep,
we'll be ready.
That's super.
Alicia and her team will take great care of you.
There you go.
Alicia Torchu is the director of the emergency room services. So, and you've been doing this for how long?
15 years.
15 years. And you
started in the ER.
Started in the ER as an ER nurse.
I started as an ER tech.
ER tech.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I got my LVN license, and then I my RN license, worked in the ER, then...
This whole time?
Yep. Charge nurse.
Would any place else seem boring?
I did go to the cath lab for a couple years, and no, it's not boring.
Oh, not the cath lab.
No. The cath lab was very entertaining. But I think... ER nurses or just ER nurses at heart. Something just kept drawing me back there.
Great.
And I love Shasta Regional.
Super. I love Shasta Regional, too.
Me, too.
We love Lynn Ann, too. Okay, thank you so much, Lynn Ann Foster and
thank
Alicia
for
Torch, for being on today. Tomorrow, Chamber of Commerce is going to roll in and see a couple other people. So, plus, we'll give away 2 tickets to Glowing Wild tomorrow. I'll remember to do that. Have a great day, everybody. It's going to be beautiful out there, and God bless America.
My ground won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.